This is Roberta Foster. Welcome to today's edition of The Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. And today I welcome Gary Ray to Author's Corner. He's written the book, The Story of Jesus, The Last Weeks, The Triumphal Entry to the Ascension, and it's published by I Am a Watchman Publications, and he'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Let me tell you a little bit about Gary. He is a motivational author and speaker with a heart to serve the hurting. He served as a pastor for about 25 years and has led parachurch programs since 2017. He currently leads the Set Free Indeed ministry, a ministry that supports individuals and families who have been justice impacted. Set Free Indeed develops and makes available helpful, practical, and encouraging resources to inmates and their family members, and the goal is to help the hurting and reduce recidivism. Gary also leads the I Am a Watchman ministry, which is designed to encourage and equip believers, reach the lost, and help all be prepared for the coming rapture. And so, Gary, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So one of the things you say about the story of Jesus is that many find reading scripture difficult because of names and customs, the practices and measurements, and a whole bunch of things that are different from 2,000 years ago to today. So that seems to be the impetus for putting together the story of Jesus. So why don't you tell us more about how you accomplished that?
Thank you. Well, as a pastor with a heart for outreach, I have spoken with a lot of people and have found that many people appreciate the Bible. It's still the number one best-selling book in the world, but it's not widely read. A lot of people have a Bible on their shelf, but they don't read it daily. They don't study it, and they're a little intimidated by it. And I do understand and appreciate that. The terms can be unfamiliar, and the Bible is not written in chronological order.
Right.
The whole Bible is not, and even the Gospels are not, the Gospels do not present their information in chronological order. So this book merges the information in chronological order and provides simple pastoral commentary to make the reading enjoyable and more understandable.
And so you include verses from all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
Yes, if they're telling the same story, I do. Now, this is not designed to replace the Bible. It's a companion to the Bible. But the information in the Bible is there. I draw directly from the scriptural text, and I provide pastoral commentary to make it flow.
Well, and I found that very interesting because, I mean, the very second verse of the book here has a comment, and that is about the location, because that's one of the things that, unless people study the maps of Israel then or and today, they don't necessarily have an idea of where some of these communities are.
That's right. And the Bible is so rich in meaning. And we miss so much if we don't really understand or can view in our mind where that place is, what it was like, how far Jesus walked, what does it mean to be scourged, what is Golgotha really like, how far did Jesus carry the cross.
Right.
Those kinds of things add a dimension to the story that are largely lost today because many don't do take the extra step to read and study and really learn all that we can.
Absolutely. I'm guilty of that myself. I'm more interested in the reading of the scripture and don't take that time to get the archaeological side of things, the historical side of things. But I had the blessing of going to Israel one time, and because of that, I have a greater understanding of distances and locations and things like that.
Right.
So not everybody gets to do that. So you have provided a lot of that information through your pastoral comments that are contained within the books. And so that should be very interesting to read through it that way.
Yes. And I believe that every follower of Christ should be able to provide a defense for their faith. Scripture says we should be ready to provide an answer to everyone who asks. And so we need to be able to respond to the questions that come to us from skeptics. For example, how many people were at the tomb on Easter Sunday morning or Resurrection Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew says 2, Mark says 3, Luke says 5, John says 1. There appears to be a massive contradiction here. How is that resolved?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these questions like that, one gospel says Jesus was crucified at the third hour. Another gospel says he was crucified at the sixth hour. Does that show the Bible to be in error? The answer is no. These apparent contradictions can be easily resolved with a little study.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I hope books like this do.
Amen. Well, it's not exclusive to one gospel over the other. So as I'm flipping through, it goes verses in Matthew, then verses in Luke, then verses in John. And so it's wonderful that you have taken the time to meld them together so that we can see the entire story as was written and inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, and it's just a simple 110-page or so book. It's Easter season themed. I think it's a great outreach tool. I wanted it to be kind of a non-intimidating, quick read to help people better understand the best part of the Jesus story.
Well, I noticed that in the table of contents, you have titled the different sections and goings-on, basically, of the scriptures, so that as a person may take this book with them, and they want to highlight to somebody else a particular topic, that you've already broken it down for us.
Yes. 20% of the material in the Gospels pertain to these last weeks, from the triumphal entry to the ascension of Jesus. It's a major part of the Jesus story. I think it's the best part of the Jesus story. So it's all laid out here in clear, easy to follow chronological order.
And I also noticed that we are talking about the book, The Story of Jesus, according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, The Last Weeks, The Triumphal Entry to the Ascension with Gary Ray. I also noticed that you have kind of two main sections. It's even fingering through the pages, easy to get from the first section to the second. So tell us about the two different sections that you kind of make a division so that people know where the second section is.
Right. So the first week is from the triumphal entry through the crucifixion. And a lot of people highlight one part of that, or they remember the triumphal entry. Well, more prophecies were fulfilled in that week than in all of the Gospels combined. It's a powerful, potent week, and believers need to understand exactly what was happening. The triumphal entry, for example, that fulfills at least 10 key Old Testament prophecies, and understanding that makes that event seem so rich. The second part of this brief book profiles the events from the resurrection through the ascension. Scholars are not all in agreement regarding how many days that was probably about 40 days. They're powerful days. The resurrection story needs to be understood because it fulfills prophecy, and it's the culmination of the redemption story. It makes our salvation, and our forgiveness, our new life, our hope. It makes all of that possible.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, it's a easy to read through, nice big print for older eyes and everything that way. But I also like just that you have a lot of space available on most pages, and that allows people to take notes, write down questions that they come up with as they seek to find answers further on in the book or in the Bible. And so putting the book together was very well done.
Thank you. And that was my heart, too, to provide space for notes and to highlight. I do that with my Bibles. I think this is a great book for that. And it's designed to prompt study. It's mm-hmm. not the last book you should read on this subject. It prompts questions. And there are so many good tools online to help people to do this mm-hmm. and to engage in follow-up discussion with pastors and ministers and small group leaders. It's designed to prompt interest in the greatest story ever told.
Amen. So one of the other things that I noticed in the book is actually a section called the epilogue. So why don't you highlight that for us?
Yeah, the epilogue does a couple things. It gives a little context to the Jesus story. It helps individuals know what to do next. Okay, so I read the great story. That's old. What does it mean for me today? So it talks about how to make a salvation decision, how to come to Christ, how to become a faithful follower, how to feel like you're forgiven, how to know that you have the hope of heaven. It also talks about your next steps.
Mm-hmm.
How should I live? How can I live? What's going to help me to live for Christ? It talks about engagement in families of faith. It talks about study. It talks about prayer. It talks about stewardship. It talks about serving and witnessing. So it's not a comprehensive piece. It's only a dozen pages or so, mm-hmm. that particular section. But it helps new believers to understand, okay, these are the next things I need to do to respond to Jesus' invitation to become his follower, be forgiven, and to have the hope of heaven.
Amen. Well, it's got a very catchy cover, a beautiful cover that looks very inviting. The other thing that you have developed to promote your book is actually a video. And that was very well done and very attention-getting. Tell people how they might be able to find that.
Thank you. So we have a website called Set Free Indeed, setfreeindeed.com. And that is kind of an umbrella ministry arm that helps us to provide resources to inmates and their families. But it also provides a door to a number of different evangelism and discipleship resources. So through that website, you could look at 21 books. You could look at our Rapture Kit resource. You could look at various videos that profile different books.
Hmm.
And it has a link to our Etsy store. And the Etsy store profiles the books, and you could purchase there. And if a church or a group leader would like to write me directly through the setfreeindeed.com website, there's a just contact me form there. I'd be happy to talk with you about resourcing small groups with study books, free online links to books, or to buy hard copy or paperback copies of the books in bulk. My heart is to make good information available to good people, and I just love doing that.
Right. One of the things that I see through your materials is that there's a student guide and also a leader's guide for the story of Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, so for those who want an expanded look, I have a 335-page book called The Story of Jesus, and that profiles his whole life. So it takes all of the material in the Gospels, not just the last weeks. So it's the same format with scriptural text and commentary, and there's some added material, such as what happened to the disciples. What can I know in a page or two, what are the miracles of Jesus, and what prophecies were fulfilled by Jesus? So it adds some information, but it follows the same format of text and commentary in leading people to want to learn more.
And tell us the website again, please, Gary.
SetFreeIndeed.com. SetFreeIndeed.com.
So today we've been talking with Gary Ray about the book, The Story of Jesus, The Last Weeks, The Triumphal Entry to the Ascension. And we certainly thank him for giving us a copy of the book to talk about. And Gary, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. And thank you so much for putting the scriptures together in such a readable fashion.
Thank you, Roberta. You have a great day.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join us again next time.
Do you have 5 minutes for God? I'm Pastor Ed Wilson, and I believe there's no better way to begin each morning than spending a little time with Him. That's why every weekday morning I bring you a short devotional broadcast designed just for that. Look up God's 5 minutes wherever you get your podcasts to kickstart your spiritual walk for each day, and we'll always do it in 5 minutes or less. Have you talked to God today?